All right, welcome back to the Guy Gordon Show. Chris Renwick, along with Matthew Snyder, here with us today. You know, one of the things, Matthew, that we've been hearing about for a while was the District Detroit around Little Caesars Arena and all the stuff that was going to be around the arena, hotels and restaurants, and all, and it's just never materialized for whatever reason. And it's something that I think we've all kind of been looking forward to.
Sure.
You know? But it hasn't materialized yet, but a meeting last night, a new economic impact plan was laid out, and multiple buildings were talked about, construction, permanent jobs, all of those things were laid out. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson's keeping an eye on that for us, and he joins us this afternoon. Hey, Lloyd.
Hey, guys. Matt and Chris, thanks for having me. You know, it appears that the joint project between Olympia Entertainment and developer Stephen Ross's related companies to build out District Detroit with those 10 buildings rehabs at a cost of about $1.5 billion. Well, it looks like it's moving forward. The plan may go before city council next month, and the development team will be asking for some $800 million in incentives. Most of that is a $606 million state-level tax capture over 35 years. Now, a hearing took place yesterday before the Detroit Brownfield Development Authority. A vote could take place next week in front of the authority, and if approved, it would be forwarded to city council. If council gives its okay in March, then it goes to the Michigan Strategic Fund for a vote sometime in April. If all goes well, ground could be broken in July. The build-out of all 10 buildings, according to a new economic build-out discussed at the meeting yesterday, projects about 1,200 on-site construction jobs. That would turn into 5,800 permanent jobs if all 10 buildings are built and leased, paying incomes averaging around $95,000 a year. Now, it's expected that the net revenues to the city of Detroit over the next 10 years would be somewhere in the area of $113 million from city income, corporate income, and utility taxes. Altogether, over 35 years, the city with net new revenue of over $750 million. But all of that cash won't come in and come to fruition if those 10 buildings have to fill up rather quickly, and they have to fill up with new office and residential tenants. So to get that cash, those buildings can't just be sitting idly by. The project includes 6 new buildings, including a new hotel next to the Little Caesars Arena, and 4 rehab buildings, including the Fox Hotel, where the office space above the Fox, that's going to be turned into hotel rooms. Won't do anything to the theater. The theater will still be there, but there'll be hotel rooms above the Fox. Public meetings on the development's community benefits have been happening since November, with the last one slated for mid-February. The next meeting slated for tonight, 6 p.m., Castech High. That's at 2501 2nd Avenue. It's also going to be available on Zoom. And guys, once the community benefits agreement has been reached, city council will then consider that $616 million transformational brownfield request. So things are moving forward. City's going to prosper if these buildings are actually built.
Look, that has been the frustration with District Detroit for years. I remember when they rolled these plans out and how exciting it was going to be to have those kind of like alleyways filled with restaurants and hotels and all just kind of circling the arena, but they haven't come. Look, it's great that we're adding more hotel rooms. It's great that we're adding more residential. You know, I think a little bit of the worry is, are companies still looking to buy office space? I mean, the need for office space is much less than it was pre-pandemic. So all of those things are good, but you're right. There's still a lot of question on if these get built, when they get built. And you talked about the tax incentive for the District of Detroit to be built. Is this on top of the incentive that they initially received when they were building LCA?
Yes. This is on top of that, because this is a new project with the District of Detroit. And yes, this is on top. And let me tell you, when Little Caesars Arena was first built, I remember talking to someone about the fact that they were planning on building a hotel next door. They wouldn't say what brand or what company it would be anyway, but they said they wanted a big hotel that would also be one that would allow the teams that the Pistons play, that the Red Wings play, that they would stay at the hotel, and it would be a tunnel between Little Caesars and the hotel, and the players will be enclosed in this tunnel, but they would walk, I guess, from their rooms through the tunnel, and then the fans could wave at them or take pictures or whatever as they go into Little Caesars Arena. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen, but I remember someone in the Illich organization telling me that that's something that they wanted to do. So,
and you can't have good economic development downtown unless it's safe. You know, people will not want to come down unless they feel safe. Mayor Duggan's made some great strides in that, and I think we're seeing that. We're actually seeing more safety-conscious community planning, and people are wandering downtown, and they're filling it up, and that's really positive.
Yeah, I was just downtown, and it was great, man. People walking everywhere, and, you know, the police presence was good as well, and it was just a good time. So let's hope these buildings get built, and District Detroit becomes the real District Detroit.
Yeah, let's get these teams to start winning too, please. Can we do that? Yeah.
Oh, forget about
that. Things first.
Yeah, let's get some restaurants, but if nobody's going to these darn games, geez, peace. Right. Lloyd Jackson, thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.